Hey kids, over here, now!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of IntelliPop.com. That's IntelliPop.com. I'm Coulter.
And I'm Chris.
And together we're... a
couple of guys that got this show together.
Exactly.
And a website.
Uh-huh, and a website. And it's pretty cool. It's IntelliPop.com. Isn't that clever?
Okay, so anyway, this is our show, IntelliPop, and it is a bit of an undefined genre that we made up.
Yeah. It's actually a hoax. It's actually a tax write-off. We like to put it down on our forms and say, well, that's what we do, and it's really a tax shelter.
Total loss.
Exactly. Complete. All you have to establish is profit motive, and anything beyond that is just it's write-off. It's good.
Well, actually, that's the great thing. This doesn't cost anything. We don't even sell anything on our website.
I know.
You can listen to us for free.
It's all for the love of great music, of smart music, music done by people who try not to use cliches, unlike most of the stuff that's on the radio, which is really stuff we've heard at one place or another.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who don't write cliches very often, or at all, really, a guy named Jason Faulkner is really one of the revered gods of the IntelliPop show, really. He was originally the guitarist in a wonderful, wonderful band called Jellyfish, and struck out on his own solo after leaving the band after their first album, Belly Button. He released the uber classic Author Unknown, or I guess the full title would be Jason Faulkner Presents Author Unknown.
Now, did he have anything to do with the Grays?
He did have, that's right. That was, okay. The Grays were, thank you. The Grays were just before Author Unknown. Just after leaving Jellyfish, he started a wonderful band called The Grays with Mr. John Bryan, Mr. Buddy Judge, two other singer-songwriter type guys, multi-instrumentalists, just an incredible amount of talent in that band, The Grays. And yet you can usually find that CD, The Grays, Rochambeau, that album, you can usually find for about 99 cents. I found it a variety of low, low prices.
And it's so damn good.
And it's, oh, yes. If you happen to see that in any cutout bins in your local record stores, please, please, for Pete's sake, snatch that CD right up because it's worth every 99 pennies.
That's right, and you know the record companies don't have enough money.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
They need more.
Anyway, Jason Faulkner's back, and he has a new album out. It's a double CD of bootlegs and demos and B-sides and leftovers and really just a shameless attempt to make money. Anyway, Jason Faulkner, here's a cover that he did. It's by Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now, classic song.
That way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I lift at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I look the love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them hanging when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I let the love from the sides now, from in between, and still somehow. It's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling down to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I lived a life that way, but now my friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they sound strange. Well, something's
Town. And I told you.
Oh, that was the sexy swinging sounds of Charlatans UK with Don't Want to See the Sights from their banana-covered album Between the 10th and the 11th.
Before that was Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, Digging in the Dirt. He does that a lot. Another British guy, another guy from the UK.
That's right. Started off in Genesis, was the lead singer for Genesis originally.
They weren't a bad band.
They were a great band.
They were a good band.
They were really weird back
then. He was a freaky guy.
Yeah.
And continues to be somewhat.
Yup.
And prior to that, the ever-popular Toy Matinee, whose self-titled debut album has now been recently re-released?
Yes, it's been remastered to, I think, DVD audio.
Whoa.
They've remixed it in 5.1 surround side.
That's really cool.
Dolby Digital 5.1.
The lovely track called The Ballad of Jenny Ledge. You can actually find that album probably in your local stores.
The re-release should be out currently, I think.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it in stores.
Actually, tomorrow, I think there's supposed to be an article in the Demoiselle.
Tomorrow? We can't say tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. On perhaps, Thursday the 3rd.
Perhaps you recall seeing Philip Martin write about it.
Right.
Anyways.
Anyway, that had... Kevin Gilbert was the main proponent of that band.
Yes. And he was the talent. Yeah. And principal songwriter and multi-instrumentalist as well.
And autoerotic asphyxiation.
Well, you don't...
I say that every time.
Not a show goes by that we don't get into the autoerotic asphyxiation.
And again...
Chris, methinks you're fixated.
What's a hell of a way to go? It's terrible.
Yeah, let it lie. I mean, let it go. I'm just kidding.
You know, musician, tragedy, they go hand in hand.
Well, you know, he's not the only one to have died in such an ugly manner. You know, Michael Hutchins in excess.
We're going to weird people out if we talk about this every time.
We really are. We're just going to have to delete that entire conversation.
Quite possibly. Again, I might leave it in because I'm the editor.
There you go.
Anyway, and of course, before that was Jason Faulkner.
Both Sides Now, Joni Mitchell classic. Anyways, coming up next, Oasis. Now, we're not really sure. Okay, maybe not. Well, no, okay. You know, we had this very loose and shotgun ramshackle definition of Intellipop, and I don't really know what it means. But Oasis are cool, I think, and if they do that kind of Britpop thing, kind of pseudo Beatles. They've got the Beatles thing happening. They rip them off, but that's okay. This is the one song that by them that I really really dig, and it was ironically not available on any of their albums. This was a single only called Whatever, and it goes a little something like this.
And I'll sing the blues if I want.
it safe and like a chicken coop, not sure though. I go overdose and the ghost of my brain goes to yours and something comes quite clear. Smoke is her name, but she'll growl. Can't stop the rain or the snow. No, am I talking about the medicine, the illegal thing you eat when you are sick? Am I falling? Sight design beyond the red house road. I move too quick. She's got real big bones and a gorgeous home in between her arm and me. There's something quite good I love. Smoke is an air, but she'll grow.
We'll be right back.
That was XTC with The Disappointed from their stellar, wonderful, amazing, gorgeous, nifty album Nonsuch, one of my favorite albums of all time. Everyone says XTC's best album is Skylarking, but I don't agree with that. I think definitely Nonsuch or maybe Oranges and Lemons.
Oranges and Lemons was the only one I've ever actually listened to.
That's a great one. That's got two really classic songs, King for a Day and Mayor of Simpleton.
Mayor of Simpleton. Great song. We should play that.
We will play that. I thought we already had. But we haven't.
No,
I don't think I brought any XTC on the show. Tragic oversight that will soon be corrected.
There you go. And before that was Shudder to Think with Red House.
Not to be confused with the Jimi Hendrix classic
blues
song, Red House. No.
Not to be confused with Brick House either.
No, probably not. Not easily confused with the Brick House.
No. Okay, next up we have 2 Minutes Hate, a local band that has been defunct for some time now.
Defunct.
And if you listened to last week's show, we had Lenny from Ho Hum on here, and he was mentioning some of their stuff. So I thought I'd dig up the old CD and play one.
We like to keep a local angle on the show every so often.
Yeah, exactly. I think the main guy in this band was Barry. Barry Pointer, who's a local engineer.
Yeah, Barry. You know Barry.
Musician. Everybody knows Barry.
Come on.
Aren't you all engineers out there?
Yeah, come on.
So anyway.
I can't see for miles. Playing for the Who reference there. Is that not the I Can See for Miles
I don't,
for the Who? Or are they just coincidence? Complete coincidence?
I've never asked him about it, so I don't know. But
we can't say.
Probably it was a little borrowing there. But
I see. Perhaps so.
It's all been done.
It's all been done. That's a song by who? The Bare Naked Ladies. It's all been done. Anyways.
I have a feeling that's going to get edited, too.
Anyway, we're coming up. That's coming up next. 2 Minutes Hate. Is that coming at us?
Yeah, here comes 2 Minutes Hate with I Can't See for Miles. We'll be right back.
us die. From the back of the bus, I wrote the postcard. I said I was happy, but I lied. 6 feet in hallowed ground, I rolled over to the sound of freedom. The boy can't help it if he's cut out bleeding. This is a story, born in the womb of America. This is the glorious dawn. This is the glory, love of your wing of America. And neutralize your focus, or the doubts you'll even notice when you're gone. I pledge allegiance to Marlon Brando. God kissed the Buddha.
In fact, I
that's where I'm gonna stay.
Okay, that was Don't Change Your Plans by Ben Folds 5.
Sadly defunct also.
Did they break up?
They're pretty much defunct. I'm
so out of the loop now.
Are you
I guess.
That out of the loop that you don't know that the BFF are down?
Maybe I work too much. I don't know.
I think they're gone. I think they broke up. I think Phish haven't really broken up, but they're taking some time off, whereas the Ben Folds 5,
they just said,
they're gone.
Screw it.
Yeah, they're tired of each other.
That's too bad because I really dug them. And ironically, there's only three of them.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben Folds 5. Don't be fooled by the 5. There's, in fact, only 3. But two of the guys are just twice the musician. So, or maybe each guy is one point. Who cares? Just before that, we had David Mead with Robert Bradley's Letter. David Mead, a great, great songwriter, singer guy. His album, Luxury of Time, came out, I think, last year, and it's just an ingenious work of Intellipop artistry, and he will have a new album coming out in the next month or so. So keep an eye on the shelves for that one, because Lord knows he's not going to get played on the radio. Speaking of people who won't get played on the radio, but are now going to be because of this show, Intellipop.com. That's intellipop.com, where you can go to find out about all the artists we're playing. Coming up next, Ty Tabor, the guitarist and singer for the lovely Katy, Texas-based King's X. King's X, a little more of a heavy metal band, but Ty takes a solo album and makes some sort of smart pop songs. And this is a perfect example of the material on Moonflower Lane, Ty Tabor's first solo album, and this one's called I Do.
like a Saturday, feels just like any day, feels like a moment suspended in time. Laughter in somebody's yard, I pull the wild card, it's like another day, everything's fine. Maybe he doesn't see, and he digs deeper with every blind turn. On one hand he understands, the other hand, and sometimes he tells me he wishes he'd die.
That was Absolute Devotion from Jeff Tyson, a Bay Area-based singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist guy. He was in a band called T-Ride many years ago. They made one album and broke up, and it was amazing. They were a power trio, sort of a metal, funk metal sound. Jeff Tyson, a virtuoso guitarist, although you wouldn't know it from hearing that song. He was actually a star student of Joe Satriani, guitar god extraordinaire from San Francisco as well. Jeff has pretty much eschewed the guitar histrionics on his last few songs. He really doesn't have an album to his name right now. In fact, that track was called right from mp3.com. mp3.com/Jeff Tyson, and Jeff is spelled with a G, G-E-O-F-F. Tyson. Of course, you can find out more about him at intellipop.com. That's us. That's our show. That's what we do.
I just want to say a thing about MP3s. I hate them.
Well, he hates them. I hate them. He hates them.
Not because of piracy or anything like that.
No.
It's the quality.
Audio quality. Because, you know, you have to stand for something.
That's right.
Or you'll fall for anything.
I stand for bigger servers.
Bigger servers.
Full resolution WAV files.
Someday it will happen, my friend. But right now,
I know.
We're working on it. We just don't have the capabilities. You're just going to have to do the best.
Everybody go get big hard drives and DSLs. We can do this thing.
Yeah, we can get this thing done.
That's right.
We can end the days of the tyranny.
Of course, then DVD audio will be the standard, and it's like,
let's hope so.
8 gigs of information. There's no way we can do that anytime soon.
So. No.
What do you do? Technology.
It's the year 2001, and we just recently put our first space tourist in orbit.
I saw that.
Isn't that disappointing compared to what we expected we would be doing? About in 1969, we thought 2001, we're going to be flying around the moon and back and stuff. And there's going to be monoliths and a whole new sun and all this stuff.
Now we're selling tickets at the low, low price. Actually, we're not. The Russians are at the low, low price of, what is it, $20 million?
Just a few million dollars, yeah. Pretty much, I think those costs will come down in the next 50-odd years.
I hope so. Kids, start saving your change.
That's it for us. We're out.
We're out.
That's it.
Go check out our website, though.
Intellipop.
I-N-T-E-L-L-I.
Hyphen.
P-O-P.
.com. Intellipop.com. Here to serve you.
With free music and stuff. Good night.
Produced by Ray Mac and Crew Movie Pictures and Sound.